Hello.
Hannah, I'm so sorry. It's Emmanuel giving you a call back on a recorded line. For some reason, the file brought up Roundup, but you're looking for the necrotizing enterocolitis settlement, right?
Okay, what was that? So
you're trying to file for the necrotizing enterocolitis, not Roundup, right?
Yes, the NC.
And I'm so sorry for the confusion. So the intake form that populated was not for the tort that you're looking to apply for. So I'm sorry. So you actually are not disqualified yet. So you would be filing for her because she is a minor in this instance. I'm going to have to reach out to tech support. When I click the button, it populated something different. So I do apologize for the confusion. So you're looking to see if you can participate in the NEC settlement. You have not signed on with any firm, and you're filing on behalf of your daughter. Is that so far correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then you already let me know that she's 7 years old, and then you said daughter, but for compliance purposes, can you confirm the gender?
Okay, your phone started breaking up at the end. What did you say?
So for the recording, I know you said daughter, but can you confirm her gender?
Yes, a female.
Thank you. And then let's start off with her date of birth.
Mine's or hers?
Hers.
06/26/2017.
Oh, cool. She's a June baby. I'm June 11, so I'm a couple weeks before her. And then she was born premature, was she?
Yeah.
How many weeks was she born on?
28.
28. Oh, wow, little thing.
Oh, no.
And so that being that small, I take it they put her in the NICU right away, did they?
Yeah.
Okay. And then so she would have been diagnosed at the hospital without having left the hospital, right?
Yeah, she would.
Okay. And then about how long did you stay in the NICU for? Do you recall how many weeks or months?
I would say it was a few months. Like two months.
2 months? Okay. So from like June to like September, somewhere around there?
Yeah.
The end of September? Okay. Thank you for confirming that. Do you recall what she weighed at birth?
Yeah, she was 3.4.
3.4, okay. And do you remember the brand of the formula that they fed her?
Similac,
okay. And then are you both U.S. citizens?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And so what kind of ongoing issues have you noticed about her? Does she have, like, ongoing gastro or bowel conditions and testing?
Yeah.
Oh, she does? Yeah, that's the most common. Poor little thing. Do you recall the date that she was diagnosed, roughly?
You said the date?
Yes, that she was diagnosed.
If I'm not mistaken, I know she was treated on August the 3rd. So,
And you could give me the diagnosing date, what you think here?
Yeah, it was August the 2nd.
Okay, let me...
2017.
Okay. And so then she would have been diagnosed after being fed the formula for over 7 days, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then I'll look up the address. I just need the name of the hospital that she was.
Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Tusa Valley
Medical Center.
Medical Center in what city?
Sylacauga, Alabama, 35150.
Tusa Valley. Okay, give me 1 second. And I'm so sorry, you're just a little choppy is why. But I found it here, Tusa Valley Medical Center and on Hickory Street, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me type it up in here. So you guys are in Alabama?
Yes, we are.
Has it started to get chilly for you guys yet?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Has it started to get chilly for you guys yet?
Oh, yeah, especially in the morning time. Now, throughout the day, it's kind of the fall weather, I say, but it's been getting pretty chilly.
And then real quick, one of the questions is just asking if you know any other friends or family or loved ones that also got sick like your daughter or no?
Not that I can recall of.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of her birth certificate?
Yes, I do.
Will you spell out her name as it shows on her birth certificate?
Yes. Do you want the middle name too?
Please, yes, just as it shows.
Okay. Her name is Hazel, and that's her first name, and it's spelled Hazel.
Mm-hmm.
Her middle name is Brooke. And that's Brooke. And her last name is Peterson. And it's Peterson.
Perfect. Thank you. So Hazel Brooke Peterson. And then do you happen to know the last four of her social?
Yes, that's 7050.
Okay. And then, Hannah, I have you as Hanna. Last name Peterson. Will her birth certificate show your name with your middle name as well, or will it just have your first and last name?
Let me go to it. I just looked at it. I think it does have my first and middle and last.
Okay. Give me your middle name.
My middle name?
Mm-hmm.
My middle name is Alyssa, and it's Alyssa.
You said Alyssa, Alyssa?
Yes.
That's a pretty name. I like that.
Thank you.
And then I see your email as it's Hannah, so Hanaaa 1505 at gmail.com. And then this is your cell phone, the 256-861-6665, right?
Yes.
And then what would be your current mailing address?
Okay, that would be 890 Harvest, which is H-A-R-V-E-S-T, Harvest Road, Sylacauga, Alabama, 35151.
Spell out Sylacauga, please.
Okay, Sylacauga is Sylacauga.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then I don't think this question applies, but I'm required to ask, are you aware of any custody or parenting-related issues of abuse, neglect, or loss of custody, or no?
Oh, no.
Okay. And then did you experience any of the following issues during your pregnancy, hypersensitive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV/AIDS, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And then we already confirmed that she was born in Alabama. So let me click that button. And then you already told me the weight. So being 28 weeks, was she too small to latch on? She was never fed breast milk, I take it. Is that correct?
Yes, That's correct.
Okay. And then she would have been fed from her date of birth until she was diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll say 6/26/17 to like 8/2/17. Or let me put, actually, till 8/2. And then let me go to the next section here. And then you already said no breast milk, so let me put that in. And she was fed the formula at the hospital, correct?
Yes.
And do you remember the kind of symptoms she had after she drank the Calbee's milk formula? Did she have low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, or dark bloody stool?
Yes, she did. She had a yellow vomiting, blood in her stool. She had a high fever, almost everything that you named. Hello?
I'm here. And then do you have copies of her medical records, or will the firm need to get that from the facility?
Yes, I have copies.
Okay. And do you remember the kind of treatment she went, was she given antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, a laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line, do you recall?
Antibiotic.
Okay. And then I take it she would have been treated last when you guys were discharged?
Yes.
Okay. In September. Okay. And then do you recall the doctor's name?
Yes, I do. It is Dr. It's so hard to pronounce his name. Jamar Hakeem. I meant Bashar Hakeem. I can spell it for you.
Hakeem. Let me see if I can find it. Bashar A. Hakeem. I found it. Okay. Let me plug in the info here. Bear with me. And I'm still here. I'm just typing this info real quick.
Okay, you're fine.
And we're almost done here. This section just asks for an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
Sure, I guess I will, sure.
Okay, do you live with them or no?
No, I don't.
Okay, and their name?
For my Armbruster.
Jermaine?
Yes, Cormaine, that would be C-O-R-M-A-I-N. And the last name is Armbruster. That's Armbruster.
And their phone number?
Okay, their phone number is 205-847-8183.
Alrighty. And then what is your relation with them?
That is my stepbrother.
Okay. Sibling. Alrighty. Let me go here. bear with me. I'm just typing it up. So you said Cormaine and then Armbrester, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And then does he live in the same city as you, or do you know what city he lives in?
He lives in Alpine.
Okay. Okay.
Alpine, Alabama.
Perfect. Thank you. And then the last section here is just for the signer, which is you, as the parent and legal guardian, your date of birth.
It's 10/16/1997.
And then the last four of your social?
1983.
Okay. And then I should be able to send out the automated DocuSign right now. So again, I just want to confirm you're both U.S. residents. You haven't filed with any firm. She's been diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis. She is a minor and you are the parent and legal guardian. She was born after the year 2016. She was diagnosed she was born at 28 weeks. And then she was under 5.5 pounds, and then she had the Similac formula. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Let me send you this DocuSign right now. It's going to send to you via text message and email. You can open up either one. It takes you to the same spot, and it's populating right now. Should show sent. Did you get a text message?
Yes, yeah, it says SMS message.
Yep.
Strategy.
That's the one.
Okay, so.
And now I can't see what's on your screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, Hannah, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to guide you, okay?
Okay. Okay, it says, please review and act on these documents. Okay, it says, check mark 2 or 3. Okay. Okay, it says, so let's start to begin. And when it says draw my signature, would that be the Hannah Alyssa Peterson, or will it just be my first and last name?
However you sign it normally.
Okay. Wow, with my finger, this is terrible.
And then let me know when it lets you complete that.
Okay. I'm almost through.
Okay.
In Spanish. Okay, it's loading up.
Okay. Let me check it here. Yep, I see it's completed, so you're all set. The number you see on the...
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, yes. I didn't know what happened. I heard you just went away.
Yeah, No, so as you see, it's completed. So you're all set for now. The firm should be calling you in about 2 weeks to introduce themselves to you directly and then double check, you know, all the spelling errors and everything like that. But if you need anything before then, the 949 number you see on the caller ID is my direct line, so you can just call or text me directly there, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're all set, though, Hannah. Thank you. Be well. Bye.
Thank you.